The coronavirus pandemic has forced everyone to find new ways to accomplish familiar tasks. Among those making quick adjustments are people with newborn babies. WBUR's Quincy Walters spoke to some new mothers in the area about the adjustment.
Bringing a life into the world while a deadly pandemic grows?
It's frightening slightly. I mean, being a new mom is scary enough.
Rachel Marsh of Framingham gave birth to her son Benji on February 1st, the same day as the first confirmed case of the coronavirus was reported in this state. Since she brought him home, motherhood has been an isolating and anxiety-inducing experience.
The fear of something happening to yourself or your child is much higher because this virus is so infectious.
But Marsh finds reassurance from some new friends. They're part of a support group for new moms in the era of coronavirus. They can't meet in person, so the moms get together once a week in a video conference to troubleshoot lots of challenges.
Things like, did the baby sleep through the night? Are you struggling with breastfeeding? Are you struggling with formulas? Are you struggling with being kind of isolated in general? Lack of sleep during any time of life is extremely stressful. So relating on things like that.
Worries any new mom can relate to, but that can feel exacerbated in a time of crisis.
Most moms do have a piece of anxiety after they have a baby.
Clinical social worker Liz Sarantopoulos, who has a private practice in Sudbury, started the support group.
So when there is that sort of lack of control and sort of worry, and you have predisposed risk factors, you're more likely to experience sort of an emotional complication after birth.
The group has only met twice. So far, six moms, mostly from Framingham, have joined. And while there is worry and fear, Kenna Isles says she tries to find the silver lining in being home with her 10-month-old daughter, Cameron.
I am going to be lucky enough to witness her walking milestone, and hopefully within the next few weeks she'll be walking. And it's something that I kind of mourned before she was even close to it, just knowing that I was probably going to be at work and that I would hear about it maybe from daycare.
As a result of the crisis, other moms are able to work from home and see their baby's key developments. Fellow new mom Rachel Marsh, whose son was born on February 1st, says she's thinking about how she'll tell her son about this experience when he's older. Maybe something like this.
You were born during a time that the world was slowly kind of falling apart, but the community was holding it together.
And while Marsh says being a new mom during the spread of coronavirus is frightening, she says in this dark time, her baby is providing light. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Quincy Walters.